Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Siobhan Finn is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member from Ireland, from Cork, Ireland, from the south by southwest of Ireland. It's a beautiful part of the country and a very progressive, entrepreneurial part of the country. No small part. Due to our good friend Siobhan Finn, because she is in charge of the Startup Ireland project, right, Siobhan?
Well, I can't take claim for the entire project, but I'd like to think that I'm instrumental in the in what's happening in the Southwest region.
Well, I've been keeping up with what you've been doing down there, and I know how hard you're working on that. Tell us about what Startup Ireland means. What's it about?
We're working pretty hard on it at the moment. So, Startup Ireland, the focus of Startup Ireland is to deliver on a vision that Ireland will have will be recognised as the global hub for startups by 2020. So to make that happen, we are a new organisation which is working very much at grassroots level within all the regional communities to leverage the existing startup ecosystem and work with agencies and organisations to drive the message across the communities that we do have the kind of support and infrastructure that's required to create your startup, and that every opportunity exists to start, scale, and succeed your business from Ireland, which is our mantra.
What are some of the things that, that people can count on from Startup Ireland if they want, if they need help from someone?
This year we have a massive event happening. It's the inaugural event of Startup Ireland. It's called the Startup Gathering, and it's going to happen from the 5th to the 10th of October. And in fact, I would encourage any of your listeners who are possibly considering starting their own business and looking for a location in Europe to come visit us during that week. So the focus of the series of events, we're describing it as the largest ever series of dispersed events for the startup community throughout the world, happening in Ireland that particular week, over 5 dates in 5 cities, and we expect we'll engage with somewhere in the region 15,000 individuals during that week. So we're running everything from summits, forums, hackathons, coffee mornings, networking events, awards, dinners, international conferences, venture academies, pitching sessions, skills training for younger people still in school and college around writing software programs, et cetera, et cetera. So a whole lot of things going on.
And that's startupireland.ie.
So startupireland.ie.
So now, Siobhan, but let's say that I come to you and I say, Siobhan, I have a startup. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to start to, you know, open my door for business and start getting customers and growing, et cetera, et cetera. And I know you got this. You got these events. And that's good. I'll be there and I'll absorb all that. But what do you have? Anything, you know, that's a little more specific, a little meatier, a little bit more helpful from an ongoing standpoint. Is there financing available? Is there angel investors?
There will be, but I'm not at liberty to announce them yet.
Right. No.
So I'd say
that kind of help is available.
It is, absolutely. Additionally, we have the existing agencies and organizations on the ground who work with entrepreneurs on a day-to-day
coaching.
So if for any reason you came to me directly, what I would be asking you is a series of questions to understand what your business is about, and then I would be passing you along to the agencies who deal directly with the entrepreneurs every day. So my job is very much about, I guess, connecting the dots and shining the light on the Cork region and the Southwest region as being a place to start and grow your business.
And so there's coaching help, there's... What about physical location? Are there incubators involved in this where people can share resources, that sort of thing?
There absolutely is. We have three incubation spaces in Cork already. Mm-hmm. One is run by Cork Institute of Technology, a second by UCC, and then the third space is actually managed through Bank of Ireland, who mm-hmm. are the main sponsors of the Startup Gathering. And in addition to that, we have some privately managed co-working space as well.
Some people in the entrepreneurial world consider a startup only those companies that are they're going to seek investor funding, that are going to scale, they're going to go national, they're going to go international, and they're the only ones. Some people call those the only entrepreneurs. I disagree with them. What if somebody comes to you and they say, you know what, Siobhan, I have a startup, but I plan to run my business for the rest of my life, and I'm planning on being right here in Cork the rest of my life. Are those people going to get help too?
Oh, absolutely. I am familiar with the type of business you've just described. In Ireland, we call them a HPSU or a high potential startup.
Yep.
And we have specific agencies that work with those emerging startups, such as Enterprise Ireland. Now, in terms of what I do, I work with all entrepreneurs. So be it the kind of business you've just described, a retailer on the street, or a HPSU, anybody that's got a business idea that needs direction and assistance as to who to engage with to support and grow their business, I work with them to pass along the correct information and to make sure that kind of information is available over our, be it our digital media platforms, our website, or whether it's a phone call I receive from somebody who wants to know where to go next.
So that's
and that's just a simple, you know, it's just as simple as answering a series of questions, and then, I pass them on.
That's a great report, Siobhan. Yeah. Folks, startupireland.ie. Check
so
that out and see what they got
I
going on. And you can find out, as she mentioned, this is all over the country. So she's in charge of her area down there in Cork, south by southwest of Ireland, in County Cork. And Siobhan Finn and I will be right back after these messages. We're going to get a little bit more time with her after these messages. Stay with us. 10-10.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.